TX4YM, testing Echolink.
Good, is it KD4SRR down in the valley in Joanna, South Carolina, over.
KD4, question R, this is TX4YM. How does my Echolink signal sound? Over.
Fantastic. Now, when you first went on the air, it did like Echolink often does. It started looping and echoing a little bit. But that settled down after a few seconds. Sounds good to me. In fact, if you want to up the volume a little bit, you can, but it's clear and clean, over.
Yes, sir, thank you. I had my mobile rig going about 4 feet next to the phone, so I turned it off. It might have caused a little bit of a looping back. Appreciate the comeback, and 73s, KX4YM, clear after your final.
Can I ask you what your QTH is?
QTH is approximately 500 meters from St. Francis Hotel in downtown Greenville. On the back side of it, back being southwest.
Welcome to Greenville, and you're sounding great into the repeater. I just have noticed there is a tiny delay with Echolink going into that one. Sometimes it'll throw you off if you're used to RF. But anyway, enjoy it. Hope you get to hear you tonight on the nightly net. Comes on at 9 o'clock. Hope you can make it back to it. Anyway, this is Robert down in Joanna. We're not too far from you, about 50 miles. Anyway, hope to hear you, like I said. This is KD4SRR, Robert in Joanna. I'm clear.
K4DTY Mobile.
KO4NUE Mobile.
Hi, friend, what you doing?
I'm Mr. Green Creek.
Me or you in the bad spot? Probably me. Can you hear me?
4DTY KO4HKX.
Hey Patrick, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. It's Chad breaking up if he can hear us.
Bad spot.
Patrick, I wasn't sure. I'm over here at Furman's. I wasn't sure if it was me breaking up.
Guys, I'm about to jump back out. I got customers, so I just didn't want to leave you hanging there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
Hopefully, talk to you soon. Go make some money. 4NUV KI4DTY. Chad, you still there, or are you still in a bad spot?
KO4NUE, I'm probably still in a bad spot, Daniel.
How's it going? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I feel better. I'm just kind of get tired pretty quick. And it doesn't take a lot to do it.
I'll get it. Just do what you can and rest the rest of the time, and you'll be good. You'll be back to normal before you know it.
I'll do what I can do, but that's all I can do. Over.
That, but I caught the tail end, so I totally get it, dude. Yeah, just do what you can do.
Yeah, up to the 330 machine.
That, which station that is?
Can you move up to Tryon or Oak?
I'm not hearing in my radio yet.
All right, I'll pop out of that spot here in a minute.
I'll see you in a few. KI4DTY, I'm on the side.
KI4DTY, KO4NUE.
I can hear you a lot better now. Hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm in just over here in Landrum area. It's a really bad spots over this way, but what's going on with you today?
Being at an event Saturday, Sunday, and I am running errands today, but I tell you what, I'm tired. It was a busy week last week and a busy weekend. How about you?
I was kind of busy, I guess. You know, it's just kind of still kind of resting around a little bit. I just didn't do a whole lot. I just, like I said, I just give out so quick. Last couple of days, though, I have been able to squeeze probably 3-4 hours out of the day of doing something constructive, but I've been over with a club member helping her get crossband repeat up, and it's warming out, so I'm headed to the house.
Well, cool. Like I told you before, you'll get your strength back, but I tell you what, it just takes a couple weeks to kind of get back to somewhat of a norm. So, but you're doing good, dude. I think you got it. Like, do something for a couple hours if you can, and then rest when you need to.
I don't really have a choice. That's the way it's got to be, and I got to be honest with you, I haven't been dealing with that very well. It's just like, I can beat this, but nah. Nah, you can't. You just, you know, you're going to have to concede.
I think we're cut from the same cloth there, because it's like, it's hard to be down and not do anything. You fight it mentally, I think, more than anything, even though, you know, physically you can't do anything. It's more of mental that you want to get up and do something, and you got plenty to do, but your body's like, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm staying right here.
It becomes mental real quick. It's like you are so lazy. Why? What are you doing? You need to get up and go do something. You know, you got this needs to be done, that's got to be done, and then it's just like, you know, messes with your mind for a little bit, and then when you do get up and go do something for a few minutes, it's just like, you know, I don't care what you're telling me to do. I'm going to have to go lay back down. You talk all that trash you want. I'm going to give out. Comment.
We hear you comment. Hang on. I'm with you, dude. I tell you what, like I told you before, it was during Christmas for me, and after Christmas, I was like, you are lazy. My brain was thinking, I'm like, you got all this crap you got to do. Like, you are lazy. Like, get your butt up. So I got up on the roof, and I started taking all the Christmas tree lights down, because my wife and kids let have some lights up. And I tell you what, about 3 hours later, my wife came out, and I was laying down on the roof of the house, exhausted, about to fall asleep. She's like, you need to get off of that roof and come down. So, dude, I hear you there. Go ahead, comment.
Didn't mean to break in, but y'all talking about lazy, and there you go. I catch you talking about me in my natural state. This is Robert down in Johanna.
KO4NUE, them geekies ain't got you yet.
And I have to keep the window shades pulled down and the lights off.
Well, you having a good day?
A better day than I deserve, but I can't get my 10 tech to pick up nut.
Well, I don't know what kind of antenna you got. I guess start there.
Wire out the window. I figured I'd receive something. Well, I have received something. I get a lot of squealies on 20 and 40, but I thought I could hear something. But then another guy told me I only had about half the wire that I needed, that I needed 60 foot, just like the Army ran. So I said, well, I got about half that, and that figures I'm a half wit. So I might go buy me some wire today for my Ace Hardware.
I'd do that on the cheap. Go down there to Harbor Freight and get you some of them cheap drop cords. I mean, they're cheap. and just split the thing apart, because it's not going to be full copper. It's going to be copper clad, which worked just fine. Instead of spending all that money on expensive wire, just strip your drop cord down, and just go ahead and get your two elements and try to get it off the ground. Try to get it off the ground some. I never had any luck with it on the ground. I've tried for months and nothing. And I had the brand new Yaesu. So go ahead and. I know what you're doing. Let me let this break. Radio, hurry up. Let's, let me do just enough just so I can hear. Just don't do it, Robert. Just go ahead and get the dipole belt and go ahead and try to get it up. You're gonna be a lot happier.
What is this outside my window? I got a overgrown hibiscus and a bushy camellia bush. I figured that'd be a little bit off the ground. I thought I'd at least hear some 10 meters or something, with what I had, but so it goes.
Daniel's KF4DTY, so I hope he's still in there. We went through the same thing with him, hadn't we, Daniel?
Chad helped me the same way. I was just trying to get on it, and I had it on the ground. Well, I actually had about 8 feet, 10 feet off the ground, and I couldn't get anything until I got that that dipole up about, 30 feet? I think, Chad, right? 30, 40 feet?
Yeah, Roger that. Robert, we built it. He come over to the house. We built it on the weekend, and he's on it that night talking, so... good luck with it. I wish I could tell you could hear something, but I don't think you are, brother.
Brown and out. Heck, I even got a good buddy 10 meter CB antenna here that I thought would work. It'd give me something, but nothing. Joanna, on the interstate.
Never mind. You're going to have, down in Joanna, it's a little different. It's hard to even get sunshine down there, so I don't know what you're going to have to do to get a radio signal in down there.
I couldn't get anything until I got that antenna up, so I'm assuming the same is going to be true for you. Get some height on that antenna.
Try not to fall out and just unplug it when the lightning storm comes around, right?
One shot and a fishing rod. And, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, but that's how I did it. I used a slingshot and I used a fishing rod with, a little 2-pound weight on it. And kept flinging that thing up there till I could hit something. And then I got it over and pulled some rope up on the opposite side, some paracord. And I just have that where if it's going to be raining hard or anything, I'll lower it down a little bit.
Put a stick in the end of the shotgun and get it up there somewhere, couldn't it? Even though it'd be, I'd make it be kind of a loud announcement of what I was doing.
Try that. Get you a nice little 12 gauge.
I guess that would work. I don't really know what to say, Robert.
Would be able to knock out some of the branches in the cover and let more light in.
Okay. Well, Robert, I'm KO4NUE. I just gonna let you know, your email address is not on QRZ, so I tried to send you, was going to send you an email, like I said I was, with my radio, but you don't have one listed on QRZ.
What? Somebody sent me an email the other day. Let me see what they've done to me. This is KD4SRR, over.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway, Daniel, what's going on with your next job? You got one planned?
Coming up September 17th. My parents are celebrating their 50th, and so we're throwing a big anniversary thing for them. So I'm putting together a lot of videos and photos, which is eating up too much of my time. And we're trying to get all that up and running and situated. That's actually 2 weeks from today. It's on the 10th. But I got a couple jobs I got to get edited and get out.
The heat's leaving, so that'll make things a little bit more comfortable for you. I know things get twice as bad when it's hot, so cooler weather's on the way.
Amen to that. So Saturday was at Furman, but half of the stuff that we had to shoot was all outside. And of course, you know, we're dressed. Saturday got up to 95 over here where I'm at, and I think that night it was still like in the 80s.
It's the humidity that makes it bad too. But anyway, listen, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway, bud, so I'm gonna go ahead and destinate, I guess, and I'm gonna go in here and listen to my body for a little bit and rest and try to recuperate. So good luck to you, bud. I hope you have a wonderful day. Robert, if you're still in there listening, 73 to you too, bud. Have a good day, both of you. It's KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, take care of yourself. You done and expended your energy for the day, and I'll get your address here and send you some SSS tonic. That'll get your goop back up moving.
Yeah, go get some rest, and I totally get that. Like, do your thing, dude. But I did want to mention, and this ain't no rush, I did get a little laptop that I sent you a photo of, and I want to be able to try to get that wind link stuff set up. It's not a rush right now. I got things going on anyways, and you need to get better, but soon. So just keep that on the radar, but I hope you have a good one, and I'll say 73 to both of you. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be clear.
And you, can you meet with me on maybe Wednesday, and I'll get it I'll get it all configured, ready to go.
I'm worried about it right now. I know you got things to do, and I also want to say, if you need anything, let me know. I'm happy to help, buddy. So if there's something going on you need, let me know. But, yeah, we can talk on Wednesday if that ends up working out.
Roger that. I'll give you all on landline. We'll work it out. All right, I'm here. Let me get on. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
I'll send you an email. I had an email in there last week. I don't know where it is. I will send it to you on yours. So get some rest, and whenever you want to, you can send me some of that fangled. I don't want to call it newfangled, but some of that fangled. Digital stuff. This is the KD4SRR. I'm clear for now. And thanks for the antenna advice.
KO4NUE clear.
4SRR, this is KQ4AKE.
KD4SRR, go ahead.
Thanks for the reply. I was just out a new antenna and was hearing your conversation there and wanted to see if I could hit the repeater and how it sounds in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Good mood, I'll tell you. Anyway, it sounds good. There's a little chop, just the teeniest of little bit. Not much, but it's just a little drop here and there. But otherwise, good.
I appreciate it, and I hope you stay in a good mood the rest of the day. This is KQ4AKE. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
KQ4AUE is KD4SRR. Oh, heck no, I love being angry. But that aside, I'm still happy. You take care, and we look forward to hearing you on the net tonight. This is KD4SRR, clear before I get in trouble. 73.
This is KQ4AKE, we're clear.